big, as we talked about last week, Animal Adoption Week month, actually, at the Jackson County Animal Shelter. And Amy Kinder is back.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's a Bissell event, isn't it?
It is. Bissell Empty the Shelters is happening.
So tell us how that all works.
So that's a partnership that we do. Many shelters in the whole country partner with Bissell Pet Foundation for this Empty the Shelters event, which is a reduced adoption event that runs this time through the end of July, all the way through July 31st. And so during that time, we will offer reduced adoption fees for cats and kittens, down from $60 to $40. And then our adult dogs are reduced to $50 from $150. So it's a big savings if you're looking to adopt. It's a great time.
So how many animals do you have out there?
Oh, there's
quite a few.
Quite a few, yeah. There's always never a shortage of animals that come to us through various reasons at the animal shelter. So if you're looking for a pet, a summer pet, you know, it's a great time to do that with this partnership that we have to reduce that upfront cost.
And I think you can see them all on the website, or most of them, right?
Right, yeah. Every animal that's in the shelter is on our website, which is jacksoncountyanimalshelter.org, with pictures and things like that. So, you know, you can kind of do a little online shopping if you want, and then we always invite people to come into the shelter to meet with a pet that they're interested in.
So people can just really just stop in.
Oh yeah, stop in anytime. We're open. We've got some great new additions with our build that's finally wrapping up. We have some indoor living rooms, we call them. So if you want to take a pet, a dog especially, out of their kennel and spend some time one-on-one, you're able to do that at the shelter, rain or shine, now because we have the indoor space.
Now this, as we talked about it last week, this Bissell operation has been incredible, hasn't it?
Oh, it's amazing. I know last I heard, I mean, I think the Bissell Foundation was partnering with over 400 shelters through the country this time alone, this July event. So it's a great asset for us to have that partnership, and they really help a lot of animals, you know, get out of shelters and into homes.
And I think they pass some money around, but also they work directly saving animals, don't they?
Right, yes. Yep, they help with transports and all that type of thing, so they really do a lot for the animal community.
So the rebuild's all done. You guys must be pretty pleased.
Great. Yeah, it's great. It's really great to have that space to increase the kennels, to be able to help more animals and do more of what we love to do.
So somebody looking for an animal, they can go online and really get all the information they need right there.
Yep, there's a lot of information online. There are even applications that they can download and submit. It's always best to come in person. It's a big commitment to add that family, that fur family animal to your family. And so we want to make sure that you do come in and meet them in person and spend some time, get to know their personality a little bit. Another thing that we offer, which I think is great for the adult dogs, is we offer sleepovers. So if you have a potential pet picked out, you can always take them for the night, kind of see how they fit with your family before you make that commitment to adopt.
Cool. Yeah. So anything else going on this summer for you guys? Or
we'll just continue. We've been doing transports with Texas that flies them into the airport. We will probably continue those through the good weather months. We do those monthly. So that kind of gives us a little bit of variety to our population, and it helps those shelters down there. So we'll continue with that. And then in the fall, we're looking forward to our annual trunk or treat. That'll be coming up. So make sure to watch out for details on that. It's a big event that we do in the fall.
So a lot of animals, and you probably cover most varieties, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. We have, it's not just dogs and cats there, let me tell you. There's, you know, just a short time ago, we had rabbits and guinea pigs, and we even had a bearded dragon. So, I mean, it's never just cats and dogs.
What's the phone number out there if somebody wants to call?
Yep. The phone number is 788-4464, but honestly, we're have such a high volume of people visiting, the email is the best.
Yeah, I found that
it goes to a lot of different people.
So I tried to call you.
Yeah, there's a better chance of getting an answer, and that's animalshelter@mijackson.org.
Beautiful. So great savings all month.
Yeah.
On these
Make
animals.
Sure to take advantage of that. It's a great time to save on that initial upfront cost of a pet.
Thanks, Amy.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.